listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. The state government is making two announcements aimed at reducing crime. More than $13 million is going towards supporting and expanding the youth co-responder teams, which currently operate in 13 regions, including the Gold Coast and Logan. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick says they're also announcing additional cash to make the Queensland Police Service's Youth Crime Task Force permanent.
There's been a reduction in crime in Queensland over the last 12 months, but we want to keep that going. That's why we're funding our youth co-responder teams and our crime task force. We want to be tough on crime and tough on the causes of crime.
The new police commissioner's focus on domestic violence has been welcome, but DV Connect says sexual violence also needs to be addressed. Comes after Steve Golshewski was announced as the state's new police commissioner, stating more needs to be done to tackle domestic violence. Director of Clinical Governance Michelle Roy says 92% of sexual violence victims don't report the offence.
So there is also a lot of work to be done here that will occur when we address the cultural change in policing that will encourage victims of sexual assault to come forward and report their crimes and possibly get the justice that they need from doing so.
Regional Queensland will decide the state election, according to a political scientist. Griffith University's Associate Professor Paul Williams says Housing Minister Megan Scanlon can expect a fight to retain her seat of Gaven.
It's held by 7.8%, but again, I think that was artificially inflated by the COVID pandemic vote. And I think Gaven's also in trouble. If Megan Scanlon hangs on, it will only be, again, by the skin of her teeth. I think the LNP is a very good show there, and they may, in fact, win the seat of Gaven.
And a reminder for drivers on the Tweed, double demerits on New South Wales roads are in force from midnight tonight until midnight Sunday. In sport, the Suns take on West Coast this weekend at People First Stadium. Gold Coast coach Damien Hardwick tempering expectations on his team. Sitting just outside the eight, Dimmer has told Fox Footy their season will be a bit of a slow burn.
Hopefully by the back end of the year we start playing our best footy and make a run of it. You know, that's probably how we look at it. And there's parts of our game that we're doing very, very well, but then there's other parts we certainly need to put some work into.